Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Two. Check, 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 check. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Big Titty Tuesday, July 2nd. 2013. My bad. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's open lines tonight. Open lines. First come, first serve tonight. We can talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. It doesn't matter, just as long as you call in. Tonight is the return of Big Titty Tuesday. I haven't done a Tuesday show, I guess, in a couple of weeks. So we are technically celebrating large breasts. And just breasts in general, for that matter. But the lines are open. The conversation is dictated by you. I would like to touch on a little bit of this Edward Snowden saga that continues. The former NSA contractor applied for asylum in over 9,000 countries, most of which have denied his request. He withdrew his request for asylum in Russia because Putin said he could only stay if he promised not to leak any more intel. Right. Putin is not a dumb guy. He wants that intel for himself. I mean, God knows what they already have. I don't know what Snowden is traveling with. I don't even know that Snowden fucking exists, okay? No journalists have seen him anywhere. No one saw him leave Hong Kong, and no one saw him show up in Russia. No, there have been reporters all over that Russian airport, and no one has seen him. We're all going by what WikiLeaks says at this point. And there was a rumor floating around that he was on a plane with the Bolivian president, who was traveling through Italian airspace, and what I believe was diverted to an airport in Europe somewhere, where they searched the plane, and it turned out that Snowden was not on the plane. And that's got to be a little bit embarrassing for everybody involved. You know, the president of a sovereign nation getting fleeced by God knows who. Probably Interpol or some shit like that. Like, can you imagine if the Air Force One was forced to land when entering Italian airspace because they were afraid a fugitive was on board that plane? Yeah, no. This is a sick double standard. The poor president of Bolivia. Yeah, he's a communist. So what? You know, they're doing their own thing down there. And the poor guy's getting targeted as harboring a fugitive. That has got to that cannot help with foreign relations at all. I'm sure the European authorities are a little bit embarrassed. I hope they're embarrassed. Just stupid. But anyways, it seems like the options for Edward Snowden are quickly diminishing. The chances of him seeking exile somewhere, asylum in a foreign country, is looking like it's not going to happen. Ecuador doesn't want him. Most of the countries that he's applied for asylum for don't want him. So I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, first of all, if this guy still exists, or even existed in the first place, he's going to be in some trouble real quick. I could see him. I mean, he's probably going to end up doing what Assange did and just go into an embassy and hole up there. But at this point, I don't know which embassy that's going to happen at. Anyway, so we can talk about Snowden. Also, the George Zimmerman trial continues. At this point, it looks like the prosecution has a flimsy case at best. And it doesn't look like it's going to end well. Because I think myself and a lot of people are predicting that this is going to turn into like an OJ thing. There's going to be major blowback from the public. You're guaranteed to see riots. There's so many people who are emotionally invested in this trial. It's the wrong trial to be emotionally invested in, too. And it's just sad. It's just sad all the way around. It's sad that that kid had to die. It's sad that he left behind a family that loved him and misses him. It's terrible. It's sad that this guy had to come, had to pull a gun on him to defend his life, and now this dude's life is fucked. I mean, look at him in court. He's ballooned up. He's like doubled in weight since last year. God knows what kind of antidepressants he's on. His life is fucked. It doesn't matter if he gets acquitted or not, whether he goes to jail or not. It don't matter. He's going to have a target on his head the rest of his life. I mean, just go on Twitter. Everybody wants to lynch this guy. So, I just don't see him ever having any semblance of a normal life ever again. In some ways, he's in the same boat as Edward Snowden. Those two guys, Snowden and Zimmerman, are never going to be the same ever again. They're always going to have to be looking over their shoulder. They're fucked. What else? Oh, I was getting into it with somebody on... Oh, yeah, it was Ginger Brooks. Was upset that I tweeted myself and Sicko tweeted out a link to a We Pay to raise funds for the PayPal 14 for their travel expenses. They have a court date, I think, next week or coming up in about a week here in San Francisco. And most of these kids are unemployed and unemployable. So they have no money. They're just broke. And I've gotten to know some of these folks, and they're not bad people. They're most of them young, impressionable. Thought they were doing the right thing. Were standing up for what they believe in, and they got fucking duped. And I feel bad for them. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks aren't donating to their cause. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. They're worried about Snowden. They're trying to jump on the Snowden bandwagon. And I honestly think that now that these PayPal 14 kids have gone through the ringer, and knowing what they know now, I highly doubt that they would participate in payback if it were happening today. I certainly wouldn't. Seeing how WikiLeaks just doesn't give a fuck about anything except WikiLeaks. So Ginger was pissed that I tweeted, say, hey, donate to the PayPal 13. She's like, they should pay for their own expenses. Yeah, they should. I agree. But they can't. And I've gotten to know some of them, and, you know, they're not bad people, and that they're, you know, they're just trying to, they're almost done with this crap. It looks like they're going to settle out of court, and, you know, the torture, there's a light at the end of the tunnel for them now, and they just need some help getting over the hump, and getting, you know, and then they can move on with their lives. And there's, you know, I can't fault anybody for donating to, say, I don't know, an Anon who is a aspiring rapper. You know, people can donate to who they want to donate to. I think it's pretty ridiculous where people in this community decide to speak with their wallets. Like, we had this dude on last night that's trying to raise funds for Barrett Brown. You know, the guy who arguably did the, you know, the most work of any activist out there. And he really put in some time and effort into that project PM. Very robust bus site. There's, you know, a lot of information there, and he was and he's vindicated now, because all his work he put into that is now coming to light with this whole NSA Snowden bullshit. And this poor guy is raising funds for him, and he's stuck at what he's trying. He's been doing this for what, a year almost, and he's at $21,000. Meanwhile, aspiring rappers who are getting over twice that amount in you know, a fraction of the time. It's fucking retarded. It just doesn't make sense. So I don't think it's a big deal to put a little money into the tip jar for these kids to be able to get out here and make their court appearance and be able to sleep in a warm bed instead of on the streets of San Francisco. Which, if you're going to sleep anywhere in the streets, San Francisco is probably one of the better places to do it. I mean, depending on which neighborhood, but there's a lot of nooks and crannies you can find in San Francisco. So if worse comes to worse, I can hook them up with like a park bench or something. But I'd hate to see I'd hate for it to come to that. So in lieu of that, if you'd like to donate to them, they have a WePay. It's out there. Find it. Sicko knows of it. Maybe Sicko can put it in, paste the link into the chat. Or don't, you know, if you think they should pay their own way, which I think they should too, but I knowing them, I know some of them just can't. It's hard. It's tough. Imagine trying to get a job right now if you're one of those people. All they have to do is a Google search on your name, and you're not going to get the job. Nobody, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So they're kind of in a pickle. But yeah, and if you know, if I hadn't gotten to know some of these people, I probably wouldn't give a shit either. Yeah, there's plenty of, you know, I don't do this kind of thing. I don't normally pimp out people's WePays unless I feel like I have, you know, some sort of skin in the game, some sort of connection to it. You know, I've gotten to know these people, and you know, I don't think they're that bad. I think it's a worthy cause. They're not going to go out and use this money to, you know, buy studio time. They're going to do it to put towards a hotel room so they can stay the night in San Francisco on the eve of their court date, or help pay for their plane ticket. So it's whatever. About Blank says, I want a VITB hand towel. That's a great idea. I should have a VITB online store where you can get a VITB spunk towel. So for guys, you know, when you're rubbing out one, you can use the instead of using, you know, your mom's good hand towels, or you know, wasting a bunch of money on Kleenex or toilet paper or whatever. Just use a VITB hand towel. Yeah. And maybe proceeds will go to helping the PayPal 14 with their travel expenses. Okay. Let me say hi to the chit chat room. Let's see who we have in here, shall we? Ooh, we have About Blank, Andrew Blake. What up, Andrew Blake? Anonymous Sloan, Antichrist 73, Beccalina. Hello, Beccalina. Canadian Glenn. Welcome, Canadian Glenn. I hope the sound is good for you. Who else we got? Chef Bonardee, who is first. He's in the chat room. City of Flint. What up, City of Flint? Drunk Saul in the house. What up, Drunk Saul? Says Bill Wagoner owns me. Well, doesn't Bill Wagoner own everybody? He's the final boss of the internet. What else? Who do we got here? Freedall in the house. What up, Freedall? iBots. iBots in the house. What up, iBots? iBots is giving me shit on the internet about being a chubby chaser. You know, I like big women. So what? I would much rather have a voluptuous, curvy woman than someone that is, say, I don't know, built like a 12-year-old boy. iBots. No, what's gross is having sex with a skeleton layered in skin. I'm not into that. We're going to agree to disagree on this, iBots. Melissa 13 in the house. Hey, Melissa 13. Norwalk, I'm going to get to your request very soon. Norwalk requested a very, very poignant song. I'm going to play it. Oh, we got Ninjas in Paris. Ninjas in Paris. Good to have you here, man. Perv Pinata. Hello, Perv Pinata. Shit Wizard is in the house. Sicko in the building, and I believe he will be joining me on the air shortly. Technological Viking. Welcome to the chat room, Technological Viking. Tolkis. Hey, Tolkis. Thank you for joining me. And Your Anus News, also in the chat room. Thank you for listening, Your Anus News. And thank you for tweeting the show out, Your Anus News. I really appreciate it. Everybody who tweets the show, thank you. If you guys want to do another Twitter blast right now, that'd be awesome. There's social media buttons on the page here that you can tweet out or post it on Facebook or Google Plus or MySpace or Black Planet. Want to try to get people involved here. It's open line, so you can come on and talk about whatever the fuck you want. iBot says she's so high she can't even ashtray. iBots, are you ever sober? When are you not stoned? Spread the show on Friendster too. Get it on Friendster, Black Planet, AOL. You know, just seriously, saturate the social media. Okay, so Norwalk requested a song, and it's a beautiful song. It's very poignant. It's you know, it's got a great message, and it's something that I think we all should take to heart and try to achieve. I'm talking about love. There's so much hate out there, especially on the internet. It's just hate everywhere you turn. There's only one way to combat hate, and that's with love. And more hate sometimes. But usually love does the trick. Who better to teach us about the virtues of love than the Black Eyed Peas? Here's their track, Where is the Love? Right here on Disorderly Conduct's Big Titty Tuesday with Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back. Let's make sweet love tonight, everybody. Let's hold hands. Somebody they love.
One word, that's all we got. One word, that's all we You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Yeah.
Press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got
just stop hating in the Bay, yo. That's right. If everybody did what the Black Eyed Peas and Selassie says, you know, find the love and stop hating in the Bay, or just stop hating, period, wherever you are, the world would be a better place. Drunk Saul says the show is boring the balls off of him. That's good. That's good. That means I'm doing the right thing. I'm not succumbing to the lunacy and retardation that is the average Vince in the Bay caller and listener, okay? Excuse me for, talking about things in a lucid manner. My bad. I'm not a truther, dude. City of Flint, did you just call me a truther? Lucid equals boring. Okay, you know what? Saul, why don't you call in and pep this thing up, all right? Seriously, Saul, if it sucks so much, why don't you call in and make it better? That's actually your job anyway. I don't know why you abandoned me, Saul. Oh, he doesn't have Skype, and he called me a homo. That's fucked up, dude. How are you not going to have Skype, dude? You're like one of the biggest trolls on the internet, and you don't have Skype? Better call Saul. Except for Skype. Better call Saul, but don't try him on Skype. Too lazy to download? New computer, too lazy to download. Yeah, right. Sure. Pussy. R.I.P. Assange. Get the fuck out of here. You guys, I don't fall for that shit. You guys said that Mandela died like 2 weeks ago. Guy's still alive. Except Obama didn't visit him. Isn't that weird? Maybe Mandela did die. And they're just saving his death for another time when Obama needs it. Drunk Saul says, good night, sweet prince, R.I.P. Julian. Assange is not dead, okay? I'm on Twitter right now. He's not dead. If Assange was dead, then my shit would be blowing up with Assange is dead. I'm not seeing that. So I call bullshit. God, man. Drunk Saul was in Syria? Wow. And he says it's not as bad as the media makes it out to be. Damn. Yeah, dude, that's the thing, is the media is diverting attention from that. Why are they doing that? That's what I want to know. Okay. I'm going to bring on callers now, because we need to spice this up a little bit. I'm going to bring on Sicko, and then Gonzo is waiting on deck. So, Sicko, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Dude, you're a patriot you're patriot gregging like a motherfucker.
Really? All right, hold on. Let me just try to reset
Skype. Patriot Greg.
I'm going to try to restart Skype. It might take me an hour, so I'll be back.
At least you have Skype, unlike some people. All right. Well, you figure that out. And I will bring on Gonzo here. All right, my switchboard's freaking out on me. Okay, here we go. This should be Gonzo. Gonzo, is that you?
Good evening, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing fantastical. It's pretty much an open blank palette tonight, so we can go anywhere with this. It doesn't matter.
Well,
where do you want to take it?
Well, I guess I was hoping Sicko Skype wouldn't go ape shit on him. He's having problems.
Oh, he'll be back.
With power.
He'll be back.
He's having problems with power cords. The poor guy has ordered multiple power cords for his computer, and it hasn't really worked out too well for him. So you got to give him. I mean, exactly. At least he has Skype, right? I personally do not use Skype because I know too much about it to actually use it. I guess that's kind of the.
I wish there was something else, some other alternative I could connect with for free.
Well, I saw.
That's the option
article.
Here, though. It's kind of built into the BTR thing. Obviously, Skype and BTR have a little thing going on.
Of course, they do. I read an article not too long ago. A couple of researchers sent hot links to each other on Skype and then watched the routing. And as it turns out. Any links that you send through Skype, for instance, get routed through Microsoft to allegedly test them for the presence of malware. Not like it's not an instant message and it wouldn't be sent on anyway, but Microsoft is, when Skype got sold to Microsoft, I threw Skype in the garbage because I knew that Skype was going to become transparent immediately. And it became transparent rather immediately. Skype is a really, if you're going to complain about Prism, if you're an activist, that sort of thing, one of the first things that you should do is absolutely uninstall Skype. Skype is completely transparent and logged, and that's just a fact. I mean, you can read up on it and. There's no arguing that Skype is a completely transparent form of communication. It's open to a number.
It was kind of like that. It was kind of like that before Microsoft, though. There was already exploits well before Microsoft.
There were exploits, but Microsoft is so transparent that all they need is a phone call, in my opinion. To share data with anybody, they don't require any formal paperwork. I think they just get a phone call and they'll just aim a giant dump at whatever email address they're asked to send information to. And you know, a lot of it, like I said, it's so transparent that if anybody that considers himself to be an activist is using Skype, they're setting themselves up for a big painful. Realization that they may as well just, they're better off yelling across the street at their friends during a protest than they are trying to Skype things. But I wanted to discuss Ginger Brooks getting a, just for a second, because I hate to give her any notoriety at all. She is Twitter's pet Aspie after all. But she was complaining about somebody getting $300 in donations to go see a doctor. And she went on to comment that she has some upcoming, she has a quote upcoming court case and apparently nobody cares. Now that's probably, you know, if she didn't make that up for attention, then it's probably something along the lines of she got a $15 parking ticket and beat up a meter maid or something equally as brilliant. She certainly, you know, she's on the Aaron sociopath. Ooh, wait a minute. That was a pun. She's on the path of Aaron socio as far as being completely unbelievable and to a point where when she opens her mouth and people react, it's like certain other people that I've seen recently on the internet who take an opposing opinion just to hear other people. Just to get their timeline going. As far as the PayPal 14 goes and donating to those guys, you know, I think that it's a completely legit. I know it's a completely legit thing to try to help these guys out because obviously, you know, the government isn't offering them, you know, suites at the Hilton. And, you know, I'm glad that it sounds like they're going to wind up settling somehow, which is probably going to saddle all of them with a felony and B, some sort of judgment, which is going to impede them from buying a house and having a normal life.
Oh, yeah, it's called restitution. It's called restitution. Correct. There's going to probably be some
Correct.
Hefty restitution because this is a commercial case. You know, this is arguably commerce that they disrupted, although they didn't, you know, PayPal transactions still could go. They just took down the forward-facing website. But you know, the thing is, these judges, you kind of have to, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot with these judges. Some of them are benevolent and concede. Some, like we saw in San Diego with this guy that got busted for chalking, they just fucking are retarded. And unfortunately, it's a jury of the person's peers to point out that judge is fucking retarded and has a chip on her shoulder.
It appears to me that in California, if there's a technical case in California, it appears to me that the judges seem to be a lot harder. Being that California is a tech hub, you would expect there to be more intelligence in the prosecutorial judicial end, where they might know more because they have the ability to get expert witnesses just by, you know, shit, I don't know, by virtue of like dialing a Silicon Valley area code and asking somebody. But it seems to me that in California that if a case comes up, that they tend to be a lot harder on people than you would expect for, you know, the physical area that they're in. And it seems, I'm glad that they're going to settle. I'm really glad. You know, I mean, that's 42 raids, 14 people charged, 1,000-plus people participated in that little thing, and 42 raids and 14 people are going to foot the bill for, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I you know, and I know, not personally, but through Twitter, I know one of the guys, and you know, Josh. I mean, he's a really straightforward, straight up guy. You know, he's never asked for anything. The guy would rather eat dirt than ask for a nickel. And you know, I saw their WePay being attacked repeatedly in the past 48 hours. I saw people attack it. Oddly enough, I saw people attack it who actually support the fact that a wannabe rapper who hasn't been charged yet, but I can assure you after talking to people involved with that he thinks he's going to see three. I'll go to KY for just a second. He thinks he's going to see three charges. They're going to spend a couple months scraping all his social media accounts and his Kick and his AIM and everything else they can put their hands on. And then he's going to get about 2.5 inches of charges that are going to make Weave's charges look like a community pool rule sign. And he's going to be, I can't believe they did this to me. I can't believe I got 61 charges. I'm in awe. You know, free me, give me more money. His 50K doesn't, for what he's going to get hit in the fucking nuts with, he's going to need more. I mean, if this was serious, which to him it is, but to the rest of us it's not because he's acted like such a douche, it would take $500,000 anyway to buy him any sort of defense. So this 50K and all this outrage over 50K versus like what the PayPal 14 can't even raise nickels and dimes, that's outrageous. It isn't going to buy him any sort of defense. It's, you know, he's self-immolated. The dude has soaked himself in gasoline and repeatedly lit himself on fire against the advice of attorneys. And, you know, he came on in the past 24 hours and started throwing people's first names out there who had dissed him on Twitter, who weren't even involved with his fucking absolute stupidity, and he started dropping first names, which leads me to believe that, and looking at that and looking at some of the shots of the code that I saw for his stupid website and its silly IP, you know, I mean, websites log IPs, I mean, most all do, you know, no big deal, but he managed in his code for his, I don't know, kylube.com or whatever, nightsuck.com, he hid some really silly tracking, IP tracking, or he didn't, because he doesn't know enough to do it, but he had somebody stuff a line of code in there, and it's about gathering IPs and geolocations, and it's a really reasonably shitty thing to do, and when he got called on it, he said, well, I need to try to figure out who it is that's doing denial of service attacks on my shitty website, when, in fact, those IP trackers only log individual visits and have absolutely nothing to do. They wouldn't log a DDoS or even a single Android LOIC attack. That's about gathering people's personal IP addresses. It has nothing to do with somehow protecting him against DDoS. So he has Cloudflare to mitigate that. And his inability to understand cybersecurity, while at the same time tooting his own horn. I mean, the kid's claimed to have like three or four professions. He said he had a criminal justice degree. He's also a licensed healthcare. Insurance salesman or some shit like that, and now he's a professional cook at $8 an hour at some redneck bar down the street from his trailer. You know, I don't like to bag on the guy. I mean, I feel bad for his situation, but he completely brought all this upon himself, and he's done nothing to mitigate it as far as social media goes. He's been a complete and utter fucking tool ever since he came back. I suspect some of that has to do with late nights and alcohol, but he doesn't listen to his attorneys. His tweets about when he got raided, and I'm not really sure what raid means. You know, it could be a 300-pound cop who put down a donut and said, "Give me your computer." I'm really not sure, but he immediately said, "Oh well, you know, I'm KY Anonymous." Blah 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 blah. Completely doesn't think about the Fifth Amendment at all, and just goes and, you know, as one of the sites that I read at said, basically writes a confession on the back of a Dunkin' Donuts napkin and says, yeah, you know, here it goes. And then
okay,
when they
so
leave...
I just found out that Anon Forecast got raided.
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say. I've read that in a couple of places. His weather reports for Bucharest were never solid, and it's possible that falsifying weather reports could fall under CFAA somehow. I'm not really, really sure. You know, listing Sue Basco, who's an intellectual property rights lawyer, as his attorney, I don't know, Vince. I really don't. I mean, if he did get raided for something, I read through the entire Steubenville saga, just like many of us did, and I don't recall Anon Forecast ever having any sort of role in Steubenville.
No, he just gives weather updates. I thought that was his gig.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and
he just refused to do Bucharest. That was just a thing. It was like a running gag.
Exactly, it was a running gag, but I don't see how he, if he did get raided, I don't see how he came to anybody's attention. I don't know what he might have done wrong. We're all kind of waiting to see if
he barely even is a blip on my Doppler, bro.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, as far as the Julian Assange...
Julian Assange. Yes, we were talking about Assange earlier.
I wanted to mention that the Chronicle SU reported earlier today that Julian Assange had died in the Ecuadorian embassy from a burst bladder. That's where you're getting the RIP Assange from, which, I mean, we all know the Chronicle SU gets news days and sometimes
Does somebody have the link to that?
I suspect it will be front page.
I want to see that. Okay, I'm going to bring Sicko back on. I think he's got his audio worked out. Sicko, are you there?
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, you sound cleaner. So you wanted to chime in. Go for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to the PayPal 14 shit. Y'all said, Gonza said that 1,000 people participated. There was more than 1,000 people that participated. Some quotes are up around 10,000.
I was being figurative.
What happened was PayPal turned over 1,000 IPs to the FBI. And of those 1,000 IPs, they went through and they selected, it wasn't random, they selected either who had thrown the most packets at PayPal or, like in the case of Mercedes, they arrested her because she was an op on their IRC. She didn't even participate in the attack. So it's and there are other people that are being indicted who are facing the 10, because they're facing two different charges. They're facing the one charge that is 10 years for the DDoS, and then they're also facing a 5-year conspiracy charge.
I see.
Yeah. So some of these people who didn't participate in the DDoS are not only being charged with the conspiracy, which would kind of make sense, but they're also being charged with actually participating in the attack. And some of the people who participated in the attack had no planning, weren't involved in the planning and stuff, but they're also being charged with a conspiracy. So what they're trying to do here is really fucked up. I know throughout the entire case, eBay has been real hesitant to try to prove the claims of how much of what their damages are. They've gone as far as to say try to claim shit like for IT people who would have been paid that salary anyways. They're trying to claim those as damages. They're trying to claim what it took to make it so that they could mitigate another DDoS like that. Then they tried to they're trying to charge them for that as well. So the $4.5 million that's being thrown by the media isn't really accurate. And because PayPal has refused to, or eBay has refused to prove their claims, some of that's part of what has drug out this case longer and part of the reason why they haven't got to trial yet.
One of the things that we have to look at, Sicko, is that PayPal is one of the biggest banks in the world, yet it is not a chartered bank, it is not covered by government banking regulations, and it makes most all of its money because if I had a PayPal account and you had a PayPal account and I sent you $1,000, they say it will be processed in 4 days. So what they do is they hang on to that $1,000 for 4 days, and they do that to 1 million people. That's $1 billion, and they pocket the interest while it sits. It isn't that it – I mean, we all know that you can go to Western Union and send somebody money around the world in about 5 minutes. Yet PayPal hangs on to your money, and that's how they make their money. But there's no customer service for PayPal. You can't just call and get a human being who will address your issues.
PayPal's real bad about not addressing your issues. PayPal's been known to freeze people's accounts with no explanation and with no way to go about getting your account unfrozen.
I know people personally that have had $25,000, $30,000 from legitimate businesses frozen for no reason for up to 8 weeks by PayPal while they, quote, investigate something. Now, you know, they can't legally keep your money, but they can legally.
They absolutely do. After the show, I'll go hunt them down. There are plenty of examples of PayPal just freezing your money for whatever reason, or not giving a reason. They don't give you a reason. They freeze it, and then there's no way to go about getting your account unfrozen. They just say, we're going to keep your money. Fuck you.
I've seen that in the second person. I've had several friends that have run large scale businesses and taken PayPal and had tens of thousands of dollars frozen arbitrarily, and you basically at some point you have to get lawyers involved in order for them to unfreeze it. They're not regulated. Obviously, they're not FDIC insured. They're not a real bank, yet they're one of the largest money-holding operations on the planet. So, you know, they're definitely, I mean, in my opinion, PayPal in and of itself, and I don't use them, PayPal is sketchy. I mean, they're the definition of sketchy as fuck where it comes to money. There is no doubt about that.
You know, all these attacks came about because Visa, MasterCard, and...
2 minutes. Gonzo and Sicko, 2 minutes for boring the balls off me. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I've got plenty of callers on the line that want to get on board here. And we're going to change things up here. We're going to check in with Saul. He's in the chat room as Drunk Saul. I don't know how drunk he is tonight, but Saul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm not drunk. I don't really drink anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not since the accident.
Right. So what's going on, man? It's been a while since you've been on the show. I missed you calling in and telling me how terrible my show is and what I need to do to make it better.
Well, the first instance of the word PayPal, that's when your show went downhill today. Just been boring the balls off me ever since, you know. So I figured you should just have me on. I'll talk about Syria.
Yeah, let's get serious about Syria. Saul was just in Syria for a little bit, and this is what I think the real story is. What the fuck is going on in Syria? Because there's all these things to distract us from it, like Trayvon and Zimmerman and Snowden, and you know, suddenly there's all this media hype, and no one's talking about Syria. And you were just there, dude. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I basically know what the general public knows. Like, the CIA is sending Al-Qaeda down there to take on the Assad regime and all that. And that's pretty despicable. But I spent a few nights in Damascus, and it really wasn't much worse than just, like, a gang-corrupted city like Detroit. You know, occasionally there were gunshots off, like, way in the distance. You know, nothing too crazy, but... I really think the media is hyping it up a lot worse than it is, at least as far as Damascus goes. But, yeah, I'm interested. Andy, what's your take on it?
Well, I'm kind of, from what I can tell, from what I've been sort of not really paying that close attention to it, but essentially you got the Assad regime, which is getting challenged by these this free Syrian army, which is not none of those. It's not free, it's not Syrian, and it's questionably not even a fucking army. It's like a ragtag crew of death squads. They're basically, like you said, like gangs. And you know, some of them, I would say, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's basically comprised of soldiers that defected to this group, plus these mercenaries, essentially, or death squatters, or however you want to call them, that just hop from nation to nation doing, you know, jihadi work and shit. You know, a lot of these people were fucking just scooped up out of doing what they were doing in Libya and just hopped over to Syria, and they're just like gangsters. You know, they're just whatever, guerrillas, whatever you want to call them. And from what I can tell, this Free Syrian Army is just a ragtag crew of, you know, jihadis, Al-Qaeda, you know, whatever, freedom fighters, whatever you want to call them. You know, it's basically terrorists mixed with ex-soldiers.
Yeah, and I really don't disagree with that reasoning. To me, it seems like all these little ragtag bands of jihadis and everything, they fall under the large gang of radical Islam itself, which, you know, the mission is to spread Islam, spread jihad and all that. And
yeah,
notice,
because,
all these
because
Arab
Assad,
and
Assad is sectarian. Assad is like, you know, he's not, like all these guys that are falling are people that were not sectarian. That's what's so funny about all this shit is it's all, you know, everything's being taken over by the fucking Muslim Brotherhood and all these type of groups, and they're finding out that once they get in power, they're just as fucking corrupt, if not worse.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing with Egypt right now. I believe I heard this quoted somewhere. I'm not sure how accurate it was, but it was the world's largest political event in man history. Protesting against the Muslim Brotherhood president. I don't know if that's accurate, but, and, you know, it's turning into a shitstorm over there. Libya, that's going to hell real fast, and I'm sure as soon as Assad's out of Syria, we're going to see pretty much the same thing happen there.
Yeah, it's just history repeating itself over and over. So, were there any hot chicks in Syria?
No, God, no.
No hot chicks. It's not even worth it to go. Like, because some chicks are, like, attracted to violence and crime. And because you saw this guy, fucking Aaron Hernandez. Like, chicks are, like, all on his jock on Twitter saying, like, I don't give a fuck if he's a murderer. I mean, he could murder me, you know, any day, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was around mostly Americans during my time there. I did see a lot of the local population, but I can't really say, like, I found too many of them very attractive.
Damn. All right, man. So, did you get to see, was there anything cool about Damascus?
The embassy was pretty cool. That was probably the coolest thing there. You know, leave it to Americans to be the fucking coolest thing in a different country, but the architecture of the city is pretty interesting. I don't really enjoy the culture, so I guess I'm kind of biased on that, but really I was glad to be out.
Two minutes for boring the balls off me. Gonzo and Sicko are back. We got more callers, though. We got to bring people on. We got a shit ton of people to get to. I'm going to just go to the lines. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller, you're on.
Wait, is this me?
That's totally you. You're on. Who's that?
It's Josh. What the?
Oh, what's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
What's going on,
Josh?
Oh, we can get back on topic now after Vince brutally ass-fucked me and Sicko into not even the green room to talk about Syria, which, honestly, beyond their tasty falafel, nobody gives a fuck about. So, Josh, great to see you, man, before I get muted.
It's good to talk to you, too, brother.
Oh, my God, dude.
I don't know, though. I mean, I kind of agree with Saul. PayPal's fucking boring. I hate PayPal.
Yeah, but we were on topic.
It's about being on topic. Vince started the show talking about the PayPal 14, so we were talking about PayPal 14 and why they did what they did.
We were getting into the obnoxious, well, they're stealing people. We know they steal people's money. We know they're stupid. We know they're bullshit.
Not everybody knows that, though, Josh. So we were just kind of giving a little backstory for those who don't know.
Everybody who listens does.
I
can look through the chat and just see all the people. Come on.
Hey, do you know that Julian Assange has been dead for like a month?
I know.
I can only hope.
This is out of the Chronicle.su. Julian Assange dead at 41. This is reported by Kilgore on May 26, 2013. This dude's been dead for a month already, dudes. Over a month. He's a rotting corpse. This is all this shit, all these taped interviews, they're all staged.
Yeah, and then the U.S. is going to grab his body and go ahead and put it over the ocean.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's Buddhist. That's what they do.
Yeah. I mean, all their enemies, they don't want you to see their bodies or anything. They just want to dump them in the ocean when they're done.
Okay, we got a couple more callers that want to come on. People are seem to be a little butthurt that they've been on hold. Caller, you just called in. Who's this?
Hey, it's City of Flint. What's up, guys?
Hey, Flint. What? Welcome.
Our favorite communist.
Yeah. Gonzo, Sicko, Josh, and now City of Flint. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud, buddy? Just good luck with that PayPal 14. I had no idea that we were talking 15 years in prison. Holy fuck.
See, Josh, we did enlighten someone.
And it's not
even if it,
years in prison.
I can't even fathom that. Even if it was one of those damn Michigan communists.
No, I just had a quick story that you were talking about Syria. I promise not to bore you.
Too late, bro. Too late. Already bored.
So,
tell it anyway. Go ahead.
I'm not a great storyteller, but basically, there's a.
You're the only one that knows the story, so you got to tell us it first.
Yeah, no problem. I was just.
Is there porn?
By the way, Assange has been dead for over a fucking month. Did you know that?
Yeah, I learned today.
There you go. There's the link. If you don't think I'm shitting, it's right there. Okay, continue. Tell us your story. Go ahead.
So there's a white girl who was running around out here in a burqa, which is fine, but she ended up dead in Syria about a month ago. And
how did she get from Flint to Syria in a burqa?
Well, I've been asking that question for a while, but I guess I'm just insane. But anyway, the story goes, forget her dying and how she got recruited, and forget the fact that there's like a prison Muslim convert cell living in my neighborhood and all that stuff. Her dad went to the FBI right here in Flint in 2010 and said, I think my daughter is getting in with the wrong crowd, and I think that they're trying to get her to become a terrorist. And like I say, this is on the front page of the Detroit Free Press on Sunday. And so I just can't believe that that doesn't make headlines anywhere. It seems like a big deal. If you go to a live link, you can see her dead body. I mean, it's definitely a you know.
Yeah,
happened.
I'll take your word for that. I'm not going to look at it.
Yeah, I didn't really want to either, but it's just crazy what you find out there. So, yeah, I mean, from what I understand and what little research I've done and what little bit I know about the Middle East, it seems as though the American government has thrown all in behind the Sunni Muslims for their civil war. And obviously the Mujahideen were Sunni Muslims.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense because we're allied with, the United States is allied with Saudi Arabia, which is predominantly Sunni run. So we're trying to, you know, help them out at the same time. People always talk about Israel. What about Saudi Arabia? They're quietly our best friends, and nobody talks about it. The terrorists in 9/11.
Saudi Arabia,
almost all the fucking terrorists. Hang on a second, dude. Almost all the terrorists. You know, 14 of the 19 or whatever were Saudi Arabians. No one talks about that. We give Saudi Arabia fucking fighter jets and all kinds of fucking military support and stuff. Nobody talks about that shit at all. They just all want to talk about the Jews and Israel. But quietly, the Saudis are fucking just as, if not more, gangster.
No, that's not
everybody,
even close.
All the legit stuff that needs to be talked about is being thrown under the bus. Like, are we missing some sort of, you know, feed that most people should need to be getting, or what?
I haven't lost sight, dude. Dude, have you realized though that Assange has been dead for over a month?
For over a month, fucking nuts.
Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody said a word.
That Assange wasn't bothering us anymore.
Shit, did we fuck up City of Flint's story? Did you even finish your story, dude?
Was there a story? That was just pretty much the long and short of it.
Oh, dead Muslims. So we're talking about dead Muslim storage is the topic.
No.
Take him to not Detroit. No, not Detroit. No, please. Everything was that. No.
No, it's just kind of fun when you have a a radical cell of Muslims in your neighborhood, and they recruit a girl with probably, I don't know, maybe a 50 or a 60 IQ, and they put her in a burqa, and then the next thing you know, she's fighting for the Free Syrian Army, which is basically who we as a country are fighting against with all of our money and our power, and we're basically fighting against our own team.
Where does this blame go?
The blame?
I mean, we got, yeah. It seems like we should be blaming somebody, right?
No, it never ends, because you're talking Old Testament eye for an eye. So you just basically, we've just got into with both feet the Muslims built the war, and that's no place for us as a country to be. That's kind of my long and short of it.
You're talking about a girl and how they were able to take her and her low IQ and convert her into what they wanted. So if we go into that and understand that her low IQ and stuff is our fault, and not taking care of her is our fault, not taking care of Detroit is our fault, and Flint and everywhere else, that's where it needs to go.
Oh, exactly. I thought that was understood.
Well, it does, but then you start going into the conversation where the Muslim Brotherhood and all these other people are the problem and their fault, and they're the terrorists and they're taking over. We're in the same sense. If we actually took the time to educate our own people, we wouldn't have these issues.
Oh, definitely. And like I say, I admire anybody that has religious faith. I think it's great.
I admire religious faith. What I don't admire is religious faith dictating the laws of a country. There's a reason why our founding fathers wanted a separation of church and state. And it's not because that they weren't religious people, because some of them were. It's because they saw what the King of England and kings before him had done when it came to controlling the state and controlling the Church of England. So, you know, we hear all this talk about, oh, Sharia law is creeping up on America, Sharia law this, Sharia law that. Well, you know what? Our government is already in control by religious extremists.
Yeah, I was just basically pointing out that the hypocrisy that, you know, all the things you read and see on TV says that, you know, if you see something, you got to say something. Well, her father went to the local authorities, the FBI office, and said, hey, can you help my daughter? And they didn't do anything about it. It was never discussed. And look what happened. So,
Hey, Sicko, I have a question. How is Sharia law working for you around the house lately?
I mean, it's all right.
Are you getting more hot pockets than you would normally get if you hadn't enacted Sharia law in your living room?
No, actually, I haven't had a single hot pocket since I enacted it, which is kind of weird.
Well, you know why? You know why? Yeah. Because hot pockets contain pork, Sicko.
Not all hot pockets, but some hot pockets. I've had plenty of bacon.
They're processed in a plant where pork products are processed. So Ma is taking out Sharia law on you by not giving you the proper pepperoni and cheese hot pockets that you're due if you hadn't enacted Sharia law. So I ask you as a friend to reconsider.
Speaking of Sharia law, is that what lets her get away with beating me all the time? Because she spends a lot of time beating me. I live tweeted it on Twitter, and nobody fucking said anything about the misogyny running rampant in this house.
Well, to be honest with you, Sicko, after you enacted Sharia law, we just kind of decided to sit back and see how it was going to work out. I mean, when you go from a mask to Sharia law, you've pretty much gone from like one extreme to the other. So we just kind
of
figured.
Oh, hey,
speaking of extreme,
hey, you guys remember a non-extreme?
No.
Yes. Yes,
neither do I. Okay, let me bring on Ginger now. Speaking of extreme, let's bring on Ginger Brooks. Welcome, Ginger Brooks.
God. Okay, I was going to bring up who heard about that cop that killed a dog yesterday after illegally arresting its owner?
That was horrible.
So, Ginger, how's Sharia law going in your house, Ginger?
I don't have it in my house.
Also, why are you so butthurt about WePays for people with medical bills?
I don't think
bills?
That was a topic I brought up.
Well, you know what? I don't, you know, fuck your talk.
Hey, Tom, we're seeing all night. Vince has already brought up you bitching about this PayPal or this WePay. So I think
that's
it's
right.
A perfectly on-topic thing to ask.
Absolutely. So, Ginger, answer my fucking question. What is your fucking problem with somebody tweeting about $300 needed for a medical WePay or the PayPal 14 needing hotel rooms because other than that they sleep on the fucking streets?
I don't have a problem if it's for medical causes.
Okay, then what the fuck is your problem with the PayPal 14? And to be honest with you, just to let you know, for everyone on Twitter, no one really pays attention to you anyway. We tolerate you.
All right, then.
Yeah. So
sounds like you're a little angry.
So why don't you answer the question, Ginger? Or, I'm sorry, were you not able to get the proper opiates you need from Facebook tonight?
I don't have any. No.
We all know your dealers on Facebook. We've all seen the screenshots and the links.
You liar. I've never posted anything about that on Facebook. I don't have a dealer.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm on MySpace.
Yeah,
I went back to MySpace.
We're all on MySpace, Vince, because, you know, Facebook is, you know, controlled by the Illuminati. But Ginger, I'd be more than happy to take a brief moment and send a couple of DMs out and possibly, if you'd like, repost the screenshots of you searching for all sorts of illegal substances on Facebook. If you really
there
want
weren't
to go,
any.
If
there's
you really
no,
want to
I
go,
never did.
If you
Ginger,
I never
I
want
did.
To go there.
You're gonna make you, fake screenshots. You're gonna do.
No, I'm not going to manipulate anything. I'm going to ask a friend of mine to just provide the archive screenshots.
There aren't any. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, there are, Ginger. We've all seen them. And it's okay. We don't mind that you're a junkie. We just wish that you would keep your fucking nose out of serious business and go back to tweeting fucking weather report forecasts and hurricane alerts for places nobody gives a fuck about.
I don't tweet hurricane alerts, but okay, thanks.
It's earthquakes.
Earthquakes, yes.
Yeah, earthquakes and like weather in general, but
yes. Well, we understand that your Asperger's and lack of medication lead you to tweet a bunch of irrelevant shit, and we know you're trying to actually burn Twitter down.
I don't have Asperger's.
The internet. You've proven that wrong on the internet. But hey, go ahead.
I don't think someone that started college at 17 would have Asperger's, but. You can try with your little troll here.
No, you know, I don't even need to troll, Ginger. You troll yourself because you speak out of both sides
because
of your mouth.
Because I provide factual information. I'm sorry.
No,
do
when
not
you, when
do
you
enough
do,
research to know the facts.
When you do,
open up
aw, I think you are a little bit butthurt. I think you're a little bit butthurt.
When, you know what?
Because
when you do
keep
open,
bringing this shit up. Do you
when
want to
you
be
do
an
open,
adult?
When you
out
do open,
and just drop the fucking subject like you should have like an hour ago.
When you do open your gaping pie slot and have an opinion, it's really irrelevant and it's based on generally Asperger's.
Okay. Okay. I don't have Asperger's.
Okay. So go back to tweeting earthquake reports for Bucharest. In fact, Ginger, why don't you take over the job of tweeting out the weather report for Bucharest since a non-forecast has apparently been banned?
No, thanks.
Now, see, that proves to me...
Can you just, like, get over this?
Nope.
Get over
nope.
it.
Nope, not going to
okay.
happen. You know you were wrong. You
I'm
know
not
that,
wrong.
You know that you made idiotic comments, and you're tired of being exposed
for it. Hey, Vince, are you still there?
Unfortunately, Josh, yes, I am still here. Do you have something you want to add?
So, about all of Ginger's knowledge and understandings of the world...
Oh, yeah, what about it?
I am going to find out and clarify all of this information when I get out to California in a week. And we will find out just how much Ginger actually knows.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you contact USAO or the U.S. Attorney's Office?
No, even better. Even better. You know
you
who we have on our side?
In advance.
You know who we have on our side? We have fucking Snowden, bro.
No, you're supposed to call, contact USA or U.S. Attorney's Office in advance to set up any travel or lodging funds.
Ginger, I was just wondering, what does this court case that you tweeted about of yours tonight, what does that involve? Did you beat a parking maid to death with a pizza box? Did you get caught with several seeds and a roach in your ashtray? What is it that suddenly you become a victim tonight? And I'd really like to know exactly what it is that you did to become a victim of the state. Would you care to elaborate, or maybe drop a paste bin? Or what's that? Nothing. I see. Ah.
I think we lost her.
That's
good. Okay. We have somebody to step in for her, and we're now joined by Plus One. What's up, Plus One?
Hi guys. I'm not really sure if I can live up to the level of derp that, you know, Ginger gave all of you tonight, but I will do my best.
Oh, it's okay. Okay. You're in the proverbial leg chair, essentially. We have all the hot chicks sit at the end of the panel so we can get a little profile of the legs, and I wish you would have shaved. We're not going to have any close-ups of her legs tonight. Sorry.
I'm really sorry. You know, us moral fags don't always shave.
Hi, Plus One. Hi, Plus One. Hi, Plus One. Just had to say it.
Yeah. Hi.
I love you, Plus One. You're amazing.
I love it, too.
You guys are so sweet. Hey, I know you were talking about the PayPal 14 earlier, and I just want to talk serious business for 1 second. You know, it works when people tweet and crowdsource these things. I saw like $65 raised in like an hour or two. So, you know, help out. If you can't donate, send out a few tweets to the WePay. Just do it.
Yeah. I'm not asking anybody. Nobody's asking anybody who's like completely strapped for cash and struggling to donate the last $5. All people are saying is if you happen to have a spare $5 or $10 that you're not going to spend, or you're going to spend it on some stupid shit that you feel you can live without, then donate it. If you don't, just fucking retweet it, or even don't retweet it. Just ignore it. But don't fucking whine and bitch and complain that because you think that something is covered when it's not. Because I've been to a couple of these court appearances for the PayPal 14, and I can tell you that the government isn't covering anything except for their fucking flight. Other than that, they're on their own.
Right on, bro. Hey, we got to go to the phone lines. Hang on a second. Keep your panties on. We're now joined by Tyrone. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's good, Vince?
Nothing much, Tyrone. I'm just kicking it here. I got Gonzo, Sicko, Josh, City of Flint, Plus One, and now you. We're just chopping
it up. Oh,
shit,
you on the phone with a bunch of bitch-ass crackers, though. Hey, man, why you got these bitch-ass crackers all up on a fucking radio show, though, dog? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a cracker. I'm a cracker myself, so I tend to,
Vince, you
I
got
tend
soul,
to attract
though.
Other crackers.
Vince, you got soul, though. That makes a lot of difference.
Right. So, Tyrone, what's on your mind tonight?
Man, I'm just thinking about how I can get some more pussy before the night ends, and I'm thinking about how I can get some more money before the day begins. That's also on my mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't have no idea what I'm talking about, Vince, because, man, you ain't trying to get that money in that pussy, dog. If you was trying to get that money in that pussy, you would have an understanding of what I'm speaking.
Tyrone, you're already behind the game, bro, if you're just thinking about it.
Shit, nigga, bitch, how much pussy you get tonight?
Shit, man. I didn't even talk about that.
That's what I thought.
You
ain't told
order
to
get
my
girl
a
half pussy on the silver platter to Tyrone.
My pussy yet,
hey, Ginger Brooks, what's up, girl? Hey, you want me to scoop you up in the G6?
This is Plus One, asshole.
Oh, what up, girl? Hey, you want me to scoop you with the G6?
Shit.
There's plenty of room for two females in the G6. Ain't that right, Tyrone?
Yeah, man, we got lots of room, man. We got a few seats. You know what I'm saying? It's a big plane.
Hey, Tyrone.
What's good?
Yeah, what's good?
Not I was much, just thinking,
man. You want to get that money? I got an idea.
Shit, yeah, dude. We're going to get some of them motherfucking Butterfly Lab Bitcoin miners.
No shit, man. No, I'm thinking we need a Tyrone branded 40 ounce. That's what I think.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hey, Tyrone. Tyrone.
Everybody gonna buy that shit. Everybody and their mama and their grandma gonna buy that shit.
Look,
once
we get watermelon.
Tyrone, base,
Tyrone.
Tyrone, speaking, Sharia.
Tyrone, check this out. Speaking of pussy, not only do we have plus one on the line, we're now joined again by Ginger Brooks.
Oh, hey, what up, girl? What's good, Ginger Brooks?
Nothing really, just playing with my boyfriend.
Hey, Ginger,
got a boyfriend. Hey, you got a boyfriend, though. Hey, listen, your boyfriend can't break it off like I can. I'm just saying.
Ginger, did it only take you 20 minutes to find Adderall on Facebook so you could come back normal?
I prescribed Adderall.
Shit, I find Adderall on Facebook so quick. Hey, what's good? Holla at me.
I prescribed Adderall, you idiot.
Shit. I got
Ginger,
what you need.
Ginger, will you tell me some Adderall? No. No, why not?
Shit, hit me up. What you want? I got it, man.
Tyrone,
Tyrone
will snort Molly off your ass in the G6. Tyrone.
Shit, I'll snort Molly off my ass in the G6.
Tyrone, do you think you'd get her to convert?
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? I go scoop Ginger, I go scoop plus one. We'll head out to Paris, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got the pilot waiting, he's on call all night, 24 hours. And that's what I pay him for. No,
I have a feeling we are getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to audio spaghetti because it already sounds like shit. Somebody's got some fucked up background noise.
Ain't me, I play for that Bluetooth.
All right, so to make it things even more complicated, we now have Spyko with us. Welcome, Spyko.
Oh, God, Spyko.
Oh, yeah, you motherfuckers. What's up? What's good?
Spyko.
I love all you too.
Oh, Lord.
This is now officially turned into XU out Tiny Chat.
Hey, I'm jacking my dick right now, though.
What you're witnessing here, folks, every time you see those people, every time you see those people tweet out, go to XU out Tiny Chat, this is what it sounds like.
Oh, hell no. We got all kind of crazy shit going off in here.
Oh, you know what? We need JFAB. Where's JFAB?
JFAB was chilling earlier. I don't know where he went, though.
I don't know. He had some interesting questions last night about certain software that was pretty profound in Tiny Chat.
I wouldn't say it was profound, you know what I'm saying? Everybody curious about that shit. I just told him, hey, listen, nigga, go join www.hackforums.net and learn all you want to
know
about that shit.
I know you did. And you heard what I told them? We were supposed to talk today, remember?
Huh?
You saw that I told him how to get a hold of me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you said you was going to get...
Exactly. That shit. Right. But it never happened, so...
Well, dude, JMAP ain't got money to just go buy fucking cell phones to call your ass, dog. What the fuck?
That's not true. JMAP has a ton of money.
Dude, he has a 55-gallon garbage bag full of $20 bills.
I know, but shit, he got money in, money out. He gotta analyze his expenses and shit. Why can't he just call you from a payphone, dog? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he can call me from a payphone.
Yeah.
Or, of course, you know, if I wasn't so lazy, I suppose he could reach me on Skype.
True that.
I might be able to help you out. I got an extra Obama phone I could send.
Shit. Obama phone, dude. That's what's up, man. You get them Obama phones all day long, though.
It's got every text.
Go to
everything.
The website. You know what I'm saying? You go to the website, talk about, hey, I need a phone, bitch. That's all you got to put into the form. And they send you a phone.
Yeah, he can talk all night. 250 minutes.
Hell yeah.
250 minutes for free?
Yeah, dude, for free, 250 bro.
250 free time.
Okay, I'm adding. We're gonna make this an extreme. We're gonna make this an extreme audio spaghetti. I'm now gonna bring on Norwalk. Norwalk.
Oh God.
And a non-extreme. A non-extreme is here too.
I'm gonna get my dog barking too.
A non-extreme, nigga.
Extreme, nigga.
That is.
Hey, a non-extreme. What's good, dog?
What's good, man? Tell me what's good, man. Are you being extreme or not, man?
Hey, man, I'm the extreme, dog. What's good, man? I stay extreme, bro.
Extreme, extreme, regular extreme. I want to know. Have you done any diet meth today? Classic meth. I want to
do I do diet meth all day, dude. I stay on the diet meth because I got to be on that low carb meth. You know what I'm saying? That's high carb meth.
Converted
I got to do the gluten free meth. I can't do no meth with gluten in it. I got to do gluten free meth. You know what I'm saying?
Gluten free meth. That's a new one.
You grow your own hairline.
Just notice, Vince, that I'm not contributing to the audio spaghetti, and note it.
All right. Do you want to go on a timeout?
No, not at all. I don't want to be muted arbitrarily.
You're never muted arbitrarily.
Oh, my ass. I'm muted arbitrarily weekly, daily.
Yeah, so why don't you come to the tiny chat and hang out with us?
Yeah, why don't you come out to the tiny chat where we got a bunch of drug addicts and a 15-year-old chilling with us?
I want to show you my cleavage and
I'm
flip my hair around for
faggots.
You.
Ooh. I got a question for you.
15-year-olds up in the tiny chat.
Plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Shadow there?
No.
If Shadow has mod privileges in a tiny chat, I will not entertain it because he bores me to death and annoys the shit out of me.
This is Shadow is here.
Blow the whistle. Whoa, blow the whistle. Whoa. I hear it, dog.
That's right. I'm about to blow the whistle on all you motherfuckers.
It's crazy.
This more extreme now.
No, you're the extreme, dude. You're supposed to bring the extreme. What are you talking about?
I'm
bringing the extreme, nigga. I'm waiting for you to fucking catch on and hop on the train.
That train.
Hey,
blow the whistle, though.
Where's Nick Mac?
Extreme, nigga.
Hey, is Sicko on the line?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Sicko, hey, do you got that whoop whoop on your car? You know what I'm talking about? That whistle? That whoop whoop? I'll take
plus
that
one.
As a yes, you ignorant motherfucker.
You know I've been completely, I ain't been able to get no upgrade to my car.
Plus
you
one.
You knew he got that
there.
Whoop whoop on his car.
Plus one.
Yes, this is plus one here.
Hey, babe. I'll see you there at least for a few minutes.
Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, what up?
Man, you fuck with them white owls?
Nah, dude. I like game blunts.
Yeah.
I like game blunts. I roll my shit in game blunts.
If you don't roll blunts in Cuban,
you gotta share that shit, man. You gotta share. You gotta share all that. Whatever cabbage you got over there, brah. Seriously, come on.
Dude, if it was real life, and it wasn't the internet, I'd just
know.
Throw money on all y'all niggas right now, dude. I don't care, dude. I got money to throw on human beings. I throw money on human beings all day long.
How is that?
Please throw some money on me. Please, make it rain.
Yeah. Hold up. I'll throw some money on you. Hold up. I got it right now. She in the tiny chat. I can pretend. I could throw some money at her face.
Tyrone. Tyrone, get her
money out of his pocket. Yeah,
there's one. I got a $50 bill. I'm going to throw it at you. All right. You want it?
Tyrone. Get her PayPal right now.
What you gonna do
oh,
about
yeah.
this $50 bill at you, though?
I hate you.
For a $50 bill, I'll show you my cleavage.
Alright, let's do it. Hey, make it rain.
Damn. Damn, son, you made it rain.
I don't see no cleavage.
Each day.
Oh, there go. There go. Hey. I'm putting it on you. Look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm putting it on you. Putting it on you. Oh, yeah. Putting it on you.
Oh, shit. I forgot there was a teenager listening to that.
God bless.
Sorry, Noah.
Okay.
I can
all
see
right.
that money.
Sorry, I had to blow the whistle on a lot of people, okay? We have 11 callers on the line right now. It's ridiculous. It's just, this is not audio spaghetti. This is like audio faggotry. I don't want it anymore, okay?
Audio autism. Over the AA.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Audio autism. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate that. That's good. Dude, I'm so stoked you called in. This is great.
I've been sitting here listening forever.
Yeah, I have 12 people, 11 people all unmuted at once. That's what happens. See, communism doesn't work, folks. That's a great example of it right there. I give everybody an equal voice, and what does it turn into? Garbage.
It's true.
Oh, isn't it so much
fun? Everybody's autistic on the internet.
Oh, isn't it somewhere so much more relaxing now? Like the silence is soothing, actually.
A little bit, but now I'm getting bored. My ADD is kicking in.
Hang on, we got to center real quick. Everybody, let's just center. Let's concentrate on our breathing.
Centering is
gay.
In through the nose and
no,
out through the mouth. Okay? Just everybody just...
Stop.
Just relax for a minute. There we are. Isn't that much better?
You're such a fucking hippie.
Wow. I really feel so much more relaxed, and I think we can have a good 20 minutes of show. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, I'm going to unleash the hounds. City of Flint, you were in the middle of saying some bullshit. What do you want to say?
Well, I talked about Syria, and then I guess, like I said, I didn't realize the PayPal 14 we're looking at 15 years. That's crazy. Is that obviously federal time?
Yeah.
And is 15 years the maximum penalty? Or is that what they're saying that to expect?
No, 15 years is the max. We don't know what...
Because there's no precedent? You don't know what they're going to do?
We know what to expect, but we're in settlement talks and everything's sealed. So I can't talk about
that. Oh, that's cool. Well, that's just insane. There's people they kick out for murder don't do 15 years around here.
Yep.
Syria makes excellent pita bread.
That's true.
I've had many, many, many sandwiches, halal sandwiches.
I think Persian women are beautiful.
Oh my
Persian
God.
Women
Hell
are
yeah.
beautiful.
I would skeet all over that shit.
Is Persian politically correct term?
Yeah, that's nice, but they got to be all shaved up. I don't need none of that, you know,
Vince,
all natural.
Yeah, what's up?
Would it be okay if I opened a Zazzle store for Vince in the Bay, like masturbation socks and disposable douches?
Well, I don't think he copyrighted his name, so you can really sell whatever you want.
Yeah, fucking dude's Chronicle
fun.
The Chronicle guys stole VinceTheBay.com. They're cyber squatting on that, so it's whatever.
That's funny.
They'd give it to you if you asked or if you had anything actually relevant to do with it.
Exactly. But that didn't keep crappy airbags from insisting that they were distributing malware because it had it redirect to their Chronicle page. It was weird.
Crappy exists on butane hash oil, so you really can't fault him for occasionally coming onto line and spewing forth a whole bunch of venom and then running back to his 20. He has a $20,000 bong, Vince. Did you know that? Crappy has a $20,000 bong.
Right now.
Is a $20,000 bong.
That's a little ridiculous.
Well, he was at least I saw the WePay for his $20,000 bong. I'm not really sure he's received it yet. And by the by, KY Anonymous is in. Just to let
hey, I'm
out
on the air. Hey, it's Tyrone, dog. I'm on the air.
Yeah, Tyrone.
Yeah, you're on the air, Tyrone.
Hey, what's good, nigga? What's Gucci, my nigga?
Hey,
what y'all think about that Jay-Z album coming out on 4th of July? Hey, what y'all think about that?
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. I'm not a Verizon subscriber. Or what are they?
Damn. But, hey, you looking forward to it, though?
That's bullshit.
You looking forward to the album, though?
That won't get leaked like the sex that it comes out to the Samsung people. Are you kidding me? You're telling me there's not
one? Well, Vince, listen to this. Kanye's album leaked 4 days before it's supposed to drop. Jay-Z album.
You know what? It should have never leaked ever.
No, that shit should have leaked. I wanted to hear that shit.
Kanye's album should have been called Ran Down My Mama's Leg.
Kanye's album is probably one of the best albums to been produced in the last 10 years. I'm just saying. Anybody. White or black.
It's
a fucking amazing album, bro.
Even with Rick Rubin producing, no.
Rubin,
how you gonna say that, dude?
Yeah.
That's a badass album.
A record, okay? That's all he does. If Rick Rubin really had anything to do with the fucking fiber of that album, like that.
Kanye wakes up every morning and puts on a black hood. It's really impressive. Yeah.
Rick Rubin produced.
Dude, you say one more bad thing about Kanye West, and I'm going to whip my dick out on camera in tiny chat.
Please take your dick out in camera. Please, 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 please.
Fuck Kanye West.
Say one more bad goddamn thing about Kanye. I'm with my dick out in tiny chat. I swear to God.
Where is Nigger Christ?
I want to see your dick so bad. okay.
Plus one, you don't want to demolish the dream.
The dream is ruined. Read the pace, Ben. It already happened. Russell Lee memories. The dream is ruined. That pace is so fucking funny. You gotta see that pace. It's funny as shit.
Fucking pace ever in the world.
It is the best pace ever. You know the ASI, AS3, whatever the fuck it is, that artwork alone took 6 times longer than the actual body of the paste.
You have to respect that kind of ASCII art. I mean, that doesn't just happen. Someone has to work on that.
She said ASCII art.
No. High five!
ASCII art.
When I think
about ASCII art, I think about retards in a retard school making fucking Legos and shit.
Ginger Brooks took 4.5 days out of her life to produce that artwork. Don't you dare.
Oh, you're a nigga. Hey, where's Shmoop at? Hey, guys, should I three-way Shmoop into this shit right now?
Yes, please.
Hell yes.
Please.
Hey, I don't know how to three-way. three-way.
Should I three-way him in?
Hang on, let me try real quick. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Hold on. Tyrone's got a G6 and he doesn't know what a three-way is?
No, I know what a three-way is, but this phone I'm using ain't got three-way on it. When I press the talk button, it goes to speakerphone. It don't page over. It ain't got a page on it.
You got to quit running Shadow's ROM, dude.
Give him a chirp.
Shadow Bag. I ain't on a Shadow talking about learn how to Android. Bitch, I'm on a house phone, you dumb nigga.
Shadow's ROM is published on hack forums. It's called fag.rom. Everybody look for it.
This is a house phone. I ain't on no Android, nigga.
Hey,
I was in the post office the other day, and some dude had an Android phone. His phone rang. This shit sounded like R2-D2, dude. He had the R2-D2 ringer. Like, he was cool or some shit.
R2-D2
I turned around. I whipped around. That shit made my head whip around like fucking Will Smith's daughter. I said, what the fuck? I thought somebody was fucking, I don't even know.
Will Smith is white.
I was like, that shit ignorant. Why you want R2-D2
if he wants to come in, if he wants to come in, I can do it.
My Obama phone running out of minutes. Obama phone, what's up, though?
I'll do it. I'll bring him in.
I got to get on my chirp phone. How do I chirp in, Vince?
We are now experiencing technical difficulties. If everyone will please hold.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
You'd be awfully upset to find out I'm not white.
What?
Think on that.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Hey.
Norwalk, you're here. What's up,
Norwalk? Benny Hill had naked titties on PBS.
Norwalk.
Yeah.
I have a question for Norwalk. Norwalk, what's it like to just be a kid and be hanging out with all these sociopaths all the time?
Plus one, let me answer for Norwalk. Listen, Norwalk lives in fucking Norway. That makes him a shitload older than most people in the United States. Even though he's 15, he's really like
that's
26
true.
Years old, USA
I
age.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? He's like 26 USA age. Because in Norwalk, they fucking beat the shit out you until the time you're like 13. And then you gotta go work at the mill. You know what I'm saying? And then they beat the shit out you
man.
Even more.
Yeah.
And they feed you fucking liquor every day for breakfast.
Well, Norwalk was telling us today that he worked at an egg farm. And he had to collect eggs and shit.
I'm having an awful hard time forgiving Norwalk for his previous exploits in child pornography. Forgive me.
Hey, man, it ain't CP if you was under age 16, you know what I'm saying? If you 16 and your girlfriend 16 and she be sending you pictures on the iPhone, that shit ain't no CP, dude. But that, what's in our tiny chat right now is CP for Norwalk, dude. Oh, shit. They came out of nowhere.
I'm just saying where I stand.
All right, everybody's getting 2 minutes for boring the balls off of me and half of my listeners. We lost like 10 listeners in that 2 minute span. Listeners departed. We lost Sicko. Sicko rage quit. I mean, come on. Sicko's a pretty tolerant dude.
No, he's not. He acts like it.
Yeah, he rage quit. He's gone.
Of course he did.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I wish I could go with him. Unfortunately, I'm the host of the show.
Nah, you can do this, Vince. It'll be all right.
All right. Okay. We got less than 10 minutes to go, or we have about 10 minutes to go. We got other callers that still want to call in, and I'm listening to this audio bullshit.
Bring them on. What are you waiting for? Bitching about
I think
it.
We have,
do it.
You know who I think we have right now is our good friend, our resident juggalo, Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What up, bitch? How you doing?
What up, Shadow?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Thanks for calling in and saving us from the horror that was that audio spaghetti bullcrap. What's on your mind, dude?
I don't know. I ain't even been listening to your show. I just heard that you blew the whistle and decided, fuck it. I think I'll come in and bug the fuck out of Vince.
Oh, yeah. Might as well pile in. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. So, how's life without bacon treating you?
Okay. I do eat bacon. You understand that, right? In real life,
you said you don't eat bacon, right?
No, no. I said I do eat bacon in real life. I just, you see, you
don't
understand.
How the fuck you going to have war on bacon and shit? You sitting there eating fucking bacon, nigga. Man, just accept the fact that you like bacon and quit hating on us.
No, no, no. You don't see, that's what you don't get, dude. It's not a, it's not about eating bacon. It's about the meme, the glorification of it on the internet. I'm not down for that. This, like,
bacon is God. It is literally God.
No,
I think
no,
you're going to tell me they're going to start boycotting kittens and cats. We can't have that.
Yes. Yeah, that's the next step. How'd you know?
No,
yes.
It can't be the step.
Kittens
no,
are next.
You
need a pan kitten, take the internet, and trust me,
like,
you'll get better results.
Chris, I can't understand you when other people are talking and shit, man. It makes it very difficult to enjoy your fucking show.
Aw, Shadow, you sound butthurt.
I know. That's why I muted half of my talkers, because, my God, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
You know, I'm listening to other fucking radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. They don't seem to have this problem that you have. Are you just a shitty fucking host or something, bro?
I don't know. It's these fucking rustlers, dude. These rustlers, they come in here and they shake things up, and it totally takes me off my game. And, you know, we started off having actually a very rational conversation with Gonzo and Sicko, and then somehow we went off the rails. And but in the process, Josh showed up, which was cool. Plus One is here, and I think, oh my God, there's a ton of more people that want to call that are on the board. I think this might be Zen. Zen, is this you? Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Shadow Raps.
It's Shadow Rap. What? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to call and talk to you about being white and being you know, a good rapper. It's important.
KY Anonymous ain't nothing but a bitch. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Be quiet for a second. Let him do his thing. Okay, what's up, Shadow Raps?
Well, I got a new track out, and I wanna do a little live, you know, little live piece for you. You know, it's important.
Fuck KY.
Yeah, but I want some money. All
right,
for,
spit it out.
You know,
just
I got a dog, and I got like kids, and I got like.
All right,
a bitch.
Yeah, get to the point, dude. Get to the point. We got like 5 minutes to go. Go. What's up?
Ole, 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 ole. Yeah, but I'm better than Warmer.
Shadow.
Yeah, I'm better.
And you know what? Both shadows, 2 minutes, Shadow Rap and Shadow DXS. Anybody that has the word shadow in their handle will be on.
Thank God.
Yeah. Good choice. Just in time.
Can I ask you a question, Ben?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
What are you doing to take care of your health and heart under all of this stress?
I consume copious amounts of medical marijuana.
It's the only way.
And as Gonzo would say, I also freebase Klonopin.
That is so hot.
Yeah.
I have a thing for drug addicts.
Oh, really? Oh,
hey, girl.
I self-medicate like a motherfucker.
God, that turns me on.
Oh, really? Do you medicate?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I vape. I vape, 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 vape.
I'm vaping. I'm vaping right now. Vaping.
Whoa, I don't want to get involved.
Oh, it's okay, man. You can watch. It's cool.
Yeah. No, I don't want to watch. I'm sure you'll post it later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I want to thank you, Plus One, for calling in tonight.
No problem.
It's always great to have you on. Top of things on the air. Like,
I'm showing Cleavage in Tiny Chat. Everyone should come.
C-U-M. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good time, everybody. It's been a good time tonight. Wow. So many people. All right, cut the porn music. Let's forget it. The moment's passed. Okay. Shit, we got to wrap it up here. Get final thoughts. We're going to start with just on the bottom of the board and work our way up. Caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this? Your final thoughts. Who are you?
Howard, I need you to carry me to the bathroom. Dude, I'm blessed up. Holy shit.
Ace, what's up? We've got 3 minutes to go. What's on your mind?
I don't even know.
All right, perfect. Appreciate the call, Ace. Get your shit together, man. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's that? Hello, caller?
Who the hell are you?
Hello?
Okay, say some words.
Okay, I don't know who you are. Never mind. Okay, Shadow Raps, your final thoughts.
Eminem was not as good as Vanilla Ice.
I agree. Let's go to caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Zen.
Oh, Zen, I'm so sorry. It took so far long to find you.
Well, I didn't even start listening until 15 minutes ago, and I was like, I don't even know what's going on.
There's nothing going on. It's just open lines about Snowden, and then we got derailed and started talking about Zimmerman. I tried to talk about Zimmerman. Nobody wants to talk about Zimmerman. People got we're getting into talking about PayPal, and it just became a bore fest.
Aww, it was like, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. I'm glad you're here. This redeems the entire show. So what's on your mind? We got moments to go. What are your final thoughts tonight as we get ready to sign off?
Oh, gosh. Final thoughts. Let's see. I don't really have a lot tonight because tonight's been kind of a lazy day. But I love you.
No worries. I love you, too. I'm going to bring on Norwalk. Your final thoughts, Norwalk.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know you don't. Okay, you had a lot of time to think about it, too. Okay, Shadow, final thoughts. I'm not Shadow. I mean Spyco. Final
Spyco.
Thought.
Oh, what a mistake, right? Adderall is a very, very good drug to take. I advise everybody go get a prescription right now. And Ginger Brooks, I support your addiction to Adderall. That's it.
All right. Appreciate the call tonight. And that brings us to Ginger Brooks. Your final thoughts, Ginger.
I don't even know.
I know you.
That's all I have to add.
Plus one, your final thoughts.
Number one, I love Spyco. Number two, people, please help me moral fag tomorrow for the PayPal 14. I'll be posting a paste of tweets that you can steal.
Excellent. Thank you. And Josh, your final thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Walls are God and I can speak louder than words.
Perfect. And last but not least, Gonzo, PhD, your final thoughts, sir.
It's been a great evening, Vince. Epic radio. I'm really not sure there's much I can say that I haven't already said. I think that I've managed to slap Ginger's dried-up cunt into a corner, and I really hope that she'll just go back to tweeting earthquake forecasts that nobody gives a fuck about, instead of opening her mouth about things she knows nothing about. And
you really need to get over this, please. Just grow up and
Again, shut up, Ginger. Nobody listens to you on the air, and nobody's going to listen to you on the fucking internet. So shut the
then
fuck up and let me finish.
Then why talk
shut
about
up.
Me?
Vince, mute the bitch. Isn't this my final thoughts? Or no?
Go ahead, final thoughts. Finish up.
Thank you, Vince. I appreciate that. If I wanted jabbering batshit crazy, I would subscribe to her feed. Thank you, Vince, for an interesting topic tonight, even though you muted me and Sicko arbitrarily. I do appreciate your benevolent fascist. And I can promise you this. In the next 72 hours, a bunch of lulls are going to hit the internet that haven't hit in several months, and a bunch of people are going to get really, really butthurt, and it's only because they all deserved it, and I had nothing to do with it. but I'm certainly going to fucking enjoy it. So, again, my friend, you may be a WAP, but you're my favorite WAP. And with that, I bid you good night.
Right on. Appreciate the call, as always. Thank you, everybody else who called in. Shadow DXS, sorry you had to rage quit and leave. But I'm Vince of the Bay. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Gonzo, this outro song is for you. Good night.
Take him to Detroit. No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
Thank you, very nice.